Massachusetts appears to be making progress against the coronavirus 1 week before a report from the governor's reopening task force is due. And yet, some businesses in Boston are still reeling from news that large gatherings in the city have been canceled through Labor Day. To help make sense of the good and the bad, we turn now to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Callum, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So let's start with that good news about the state's fight against COVID-19. What are the encouraging trends we're seeing?
Well, the 7-day rolling averages in a few key categories have been dropping. So in the past week, the state has reported an average of just under 1,400 people testing positive per day. And that average is down by almost 500 people a day compared with the previous week. And meanwhile, the percentage of people testing positive has also been falling, actually for more than a week now. The average number of people reported dead is 139 a day over the past week. That's down 12% compared to the previous week. And the number of people hospitalized is down about 14%, Jack.
So we know these are some of the metrics Governor Charlie Baker and his reopening advisory board are looking at as they consider, you know, when to loosen restrictions on daily life. We did see a few of those restrictions ease over the weekend, right?
Yes. Many golf courses, for example, were open for the first weekend of the spring season, albeit under new state guidelines to promote physical distancing. Gun shops reopened, too, thanks to a judge's ruling that the state couldn't order them to close during the pandemic. And, of course, moms who received flowers for Mother's Day yesterday may have gotten their bouquets from local florists who were among the non-essential businesses allowed to start making deliveries last week.
Of course, these are all signs that the state's inching towards more activity, but we got a harsh reminder there is still a long way to go on Friday, and that's when Boston Mayor Marty Walsh called off the city's 4th of July celebration, all other large gatherings for the next 4 months until Labor Day. So what are you hearing from businesses since then?
Well, I'm hearing, Jack, some surprise at the duration. You know, Boston businesses, especially the ones in the tourism industry, figured that they wouldn't have large crowds around Memorial Day in just a couple of weeks. But with some of the positive signs we just discussed, they were hopeful that some events later in the summer might go on. Here's how Cindy Brown reacted. She's the chief executive of Boston Duck Tours.
To cut that off right at the start so there's no opportunities, it's a hard prediction for everyone, not knowing what it's going to look like. I mean, it may be the best decision for everyone because of where we are, but if things happen to get better and we've already said that we can't do any events, there's no way to pull that back.
So you hear there, Jack, the disappointment that Boston isn't leaving the door open for, say, something like the annual Fisherman's Festival in mid-August. I think the takeaway is that even though some parts of life and the economy are picking back up, it may still be a while before we see public events that draw crowds. The next big one on the calendar for Boston now becomes the marathon, which is set for September 14th after being postponed.
You know, we heard Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Fox News yesterday say unemployment numbers are probably going to get worse before they get better, and that is despite a second round of forgivable business loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. What are you hearing locally about unemployment?
Well, that Paycheck Protection Program that you mentioned is designed to entice businesses not to lay off workers. Companies don't have to repay the loans if they use three-quarters of the money they receive to keep paying staff. But I've heard from executives like Colin Petty, who runs the Marathon Sports chain, that they've still had to resort to layoffs in some cases.
In our case, it didn't work as intended because if you're not open, you can't employ your staff. I mean, there was no work for people to do.
So Jack, Marathon Sports is one example of a company that's decided to use the PPP money on non-payroll expenses, even though that means having to pay it back. And I'll just mention one other thing. You know, as we get closer to the report from the governor's reopening board, I'm hearing from some restaurateurs who say it may not make sense for them to hire back wait staff if they have to reduce seating capacity in their restaurants. So we can't just assume that jobs will automatically come back as businesses reopen.
All right. We'll watch for your reporting on that and other developments this week. Again, WBUR's Callum Borchers. Callum, thanks.
Glad to be with you, Jack.